Hi everyone, welcome to our podcast show Marketing Minions. I am Pooja Goyal and today we have Mr. Saurabh with us, who is an expert in AI, data science and entrepreneurship. He is having more than 20 plus years of industry experience. So hi Saurabh, how are you?
Hey, hi Pooja, I'm doing great and hi dear listeners.
Hi, so you know, just to start with the show, and we will delve a lot into the AI, but first I would like you to just give a brief background about your professional journey.
Sure, Pooja. So, hi listeners. I mean, if you are into AI or just curious about these two mysterious letters, I mean, they are everywhere. You are in the right place. So, let's embark on this journey together. Now, I'm Saurabh. I am CEO of Arhas Technologies and have been championing this cause of analytics to AI, the whole continuum, from last, I would say, 23 years.
Wow.
Initially, it was geospatial data, what you can do with artificial intelligence. Then in some of my transformative days at Tech Mahindra saw the birth of a platform that we created by the name of Seer. Seer as in somebody who can see in future, which was redefining analytics. In retrospect, I can say that we were actually creating a AI software. I mean, again, when I was working for a very pioneering B2B2C e-commerce portal as a startup of mine, again, we looked at the possibility of doing AI and a lot of AI-led transformation in otherwise a very stable world of retail commerce. Also, I mean, very interestingly, you will be surprised to hear, way back in late 2007-8, there was this whole Mumbai airport modernization, the staggering 2 billion program that was happening. And I was there, not just for the better parking, but also to do a lot of things using GIS analytics, etc. And now, again, going back in time, I can say some of those fruits of AI or the seeds of AI were sown then. So yes, that has been my voyage, work with Accenture, with my own startups, Tech Mahindra, Jacobs, Tata's, looking into different aspects and seeing the evolution of analytics, AI, ML over years.
Wow, that's so amazing, Saurabh. I think so, AI has become a buzzword nowadays. For us, we have been listening about it from last 4-5 years and recently in 1-2 years when the ChatGPT came. But you have been working on AI for so many years. So on that note, what are your observations about the current scenario which is going on around AI buzz?
See, it's like a tapestry where the transformative touch is evident across sectors. And as AI's capabilities expand, so do ethical debates on fairness, privacy, etc. But overall, somebody who has seen this journey, it's thrilling to witness the birth of new AI models. But we must also address the shadows of job automation, job losses, potential, and the merging of AI with diverse domains, let's say neurosciences. It promises unparalleled innovation. There are tools like TensorFlow that are unlocking AI potential for everyone. But the versatility of AI is still our North Star. Now the governments are also stepping in. Quantum technologies will also help. So in summary, what I think of it as a kaleidoscope. It is ever-changing, colorful, and also a tad confusing at times. AI is not just about algorithms. It's about algorithm dance-off. I mean, we have got tools, but there is this whole ethical cha-cha that we need to perform to stay on the track. Overall, I mean, AI is the game changer in today's ecosystem and also for tomorrow.
Wow, that makes sense. And you talked about, you know, that AI has been or it is getting into different industries. So what do you think? How has AI's role evolved in transforming traditional industries? And which sectors do you see as the next step for AI integration?
So, everywhere I look, from hospitals to factories, AI is setting the stage. I mean, AI is like on a world tour and every sector is on the front row. But the future, of course, I mean, if you want AI as your farming assistant, I was just on a call with some scientists of MIT and somebody who's from a large tech company. We were talking about farming, and eventually the discussion ended on AI. Look at AI as a farming assistant or your personal energy advisor. I mean, whether my office where I'm sitting right now, if AI can guide me that, Saurabh, you don't sit in your room for X hour to Y hour, and why not you switch on the or switch off the air conditioning to save energy, to make with sustainability. I mean, the gigs are endless. The fingerprints of AI are everywhere in form of optimizing processes, reimagining the whole customer interaction. Just imagine an AI-equipped physician offering a very precise care, or a factory where product quality is impeccable because of AI. The horizon is just profound. Agriculture, I talk. Perfect harvest. Look at energy system. The whole circular economy has a lot of, or will also have a lot of input from AI. Talk of waste mitigation and optimal resource utilization. Again, artificial intelligence brings disparate information data sets into something that is meaningful. So every sector offers its challenges, but I see almost every traditional sector gets to benefit from AI. The early adopters and early beneficiaries, I am sure, will be healthcare, agriculture, energy, the whole circular economy, and of course, and then the e-commerce, retail, etc. But slowly it will percolate into every other traditional sector.
Okay, you talked about, you know, overall what is AI in its core, but nowadays the Gen AI is also being evolved. So what do you think about Gen AI, and can you share some of the use cases if you have explored with Gen AI as well?
Well, yes. Now, generative AI is the magician of the tech world. I mean, Everybody is looking at the Jadoo. I mean, it's pulling emotionally aware chatbots from its hat in BPOs. It is giving urban planners a true crystal ball for eco impact. Tell me where my ecological impact will be, and ChatGPT will, or GPT-4 will give you some answer. In retail, I mean, you can get those answers. I mean, it's like a time traveler in your store. It can tell you what's going to happen. I mean, that's the impact generative AI is happening. I mean, it's no less than a magic. Let's talk of BPO. I was, in my last role other than GIS, analytics and AI, I was also responsible to bring transformation into operations which were voice-driven operations for multiple telcos, variety of other companies. Now, there are chatbots that resonate human emotions. They can actually have a proper conversation with you. And I have had first-hand experience seeing them work, seeing them behave, etc. In urban planning, I have seen AI-backed GIS tools are actually predicting ecological issues. Medical, I mean, the lens of patient care, or even for that matter, very basic things like all of us in India have sometime or other gone to a doctor and doctor has written a prescription. And only very few chemists understand that prescription, or those who know that doctor's handwriting understand that prescription. I have seen AI even solving for that problem, solving for prescriptions. So, I mean, AI will tailor the future for us, is how I have seen it in action. And I believe we are just witnessing its dawn right now.
Well, I think so. You touched upon all the different sectors like healthcare, agriculture, farming. So what do you think, what role do you see AI playing in tackling some of the world's most pressing issues or challenges, you can say?
So, see, the challenges, people generally feel AI is a tech sidekick, which it is not. It is a superhero, which we didn't know it was there. I mean, let's talk of the bigger issues in the room. From managing energy, which is creating a lot of sustainable problems. Early alarm for pandemics, and we've just gone through one major pandemic that impacted all of us. And even making classroom global. I mean, just think of the impact. Managing energy, managing pandemics, managing education, all this is possible. Agriculture, I talked a bit in previous responses. So think of agriculture, think of sustainability, think of healthcare, think of energy, and think of education. All of these places, AI will be able to contribute in solving these global challenges. I mean, I envision AI as a catalyst. It will amplify our problem-solving capability. But its potential must be harnessed very ethically, ensuring global benefits. I mean, the digital divide. See, earlier there was a digital divide, a world that had computers, a world did not have computers. Then yeah. There was people who had food who did not have food even before I was born. Now, it will be this kind of AI divide. I think democratization of AI is a must, so that the poorest of poor country to the richest of rich country, they're all able to utilize its benefit towards the pure question addressing global challenges. And that is very critical.
Okay, very interesting. So in your career, I am sure you must have led many impactful projects. So can you share a success story where AI played an important role?
Okay. So it's a story time. Now picture a global BPO firm with long wait times, where people are calling, there are call times, enters AI. The call times are permuted. The resolution has increased. I mean, it was not just a project. It was a metamorphosis. I mean, soaring customer wait times turned very minimal with the help of AI. So how does that work? So some things are known and some are compiled by AI. So let's say merge AI's real-time transcription. Manage it with the intent recognition. So if Saurabh has called a call center, his voice is being transcribed in a real time. Saurabh was a buyer of certain things, so either he has called for a complaint or share his happiness, which people generally don't do over call center, or ask for some support, or maybe buy again or buy something new. So the AI is able to assess your intent, looking at your past behavior. Now what all this did, and we were solved given this problem to reduce the wait times, to reduce the call duration, because that was a cost and that to the client. Now, just putting this transcription and intent reduced the call durations dramatically and very exponentially improved the resolutions. It was not just innovative, I can say it set an industry gold standard. Now, many companies, I mean, this has become a big business. And I was in the early days trying to experiment with it. But today, you look at Amazon, you look at Google, you look at Microsoft, you look at multiple other companies who have speech analytics, etc., are looking to solve this business case and making it very universal. So that's one example I would love to share, because now it's becoming more of a commodity usage of AI.
Wow, that's amazing. I think so, you know, quite a lot of this, I think so, we are still trying to explore also, and you have done that also. So that's something amazing. You know, sort of with AI advancement, we are also, as you said also, that government is also jumping in and the debates are also happening. So ethical concerns do arise. So how can we navigate the responsible use of AI in your opinion?
So see, AI is power. It is undeniable, but we would have seen those movies, with great power comes great responsibility. We need the Spider-Man of algorithms. We need it a transparent, reliable, swinging between ethics and innovation. AI thus becomes a very double-edged sword. I mean, it demands transparent algorithms, robust public involvement, and an unwavering focus on fairness. To champion AI's potential without compromise needs a very delicate balance between ethics and innovation. And this is where the whole ethical AI and the debate around ethical AI and the thought leadership around ethical AI is a must. It's top of the town, And absolutely, I would say responsible AI is something that should be nurtured and that should be grown. The good part is that the debate has started. There are voices mostly in favor and less against. So I'm hoping and wishing that we take AI on a progressive, responsible path. But yes, amongst the risks, I would admit, if we do irresponsible AI, we are going through a very slippery slope, and rather soon if we go. But I am hopeful, looking at what I'm seeing around me, everybody is open and everybody wants to have a responsible use.
Wow, I think so. You are one of those people who are hopeful about it and want to explore the technology, and I resonate with you on that. So what trends do you foresee in next 5 years for India, if you talk about, and how we can prepare for it?
India and AI.
Yeah.
Think of it as a Hollywood blockbuster turned into a Bollywood blockbuster.
Yeah,
it will be a Bollywood blockbuster. It is in the making. AI-driven healthcare, AI-powered farms will have a record hit. Our cities will get a smart upgrade. I mean, there will be a lot of spicy innovation. India is on the cusp of an AI renaissance. I mean, just envision AI-driven healthcare reaching the remotest village. Farms predicting their own best yield. Urban landscapes becoming intelligent. I mean, but what is important, and we picked it up in your last question also, it needs clear ethical guidelines. We need a very robust educational infrastructure. And good part is that the government of the day is very clear and keen in growing the infrastructure for AI and forward-looking quantum technologies and its use. So there is a clear awareness, which is great for the country. And then, last but not the least, it needs a very prolific public-private collaboration, which is something that still needs to evolve. So what I have seen, there are two parallel developments happening. Private institutions doing it for their own commercial benefit, public institutions doing it for more social cause or under the demands of the schemes that the government is launching. I think that convergence is needed. And then what it will do, it will be AI for India. And India is, as I said, will become a Bollywood blockbuster that will go all over the world. What we did in IT, we can easily replicate in AI.
Wow, I think so. You're very hopeful about India and AI. And I love the correlation that it will be a big blockbuster and we will be there to see. So, you know, you talked about that the fact that AI is ever changing. So could you share a personal challenge also which you faced while driving innovation in AI space?
Absolutely. I mean, AI has its highs and lows. Sometimes a startup throws a curveball to you and that you don't see coming. I mean, you might have an AI dream team, but you also have that AI learning curve to contend with. So venturing into AI, and because you liked my example of Bollywood, it's like sailing in a stormy sea. You are sailing in a stormy sea, integrating a machine learning model has innumerable challenges. The first one is the data itself, the quality of data. And then when you underscore the essence of human tech synergy, I mean, humans themselves are unpredictable. Leave aside an AI trying to learn the ways of human and behave like an artificial intelligence that is human. So the biggest challenge and a personal learning moment, if I may, was how do you get the right data to train the AI, and second is how to make it behave like a human. Now, the lesson that I learned there was stay adaptable and stay resilient. That is the superpower in the world of AI. AI, I mean, you can train your models up to a level, but if you have that resilience, if you have that adaptability, and if you think out of the box in terms of data that needs to be trained, then certainly one can create the right AI models. And it goes through all iterations. It has goes through a learning curve, expecting that it will be a magician bringing something out of its hat will not happen in first instance. But as we have seen in ChatGPT and variety of other AIs, eventually it does. It behaves like magic, but you have to be resilient, you have to be adaptable, and you have to wait until that point is what I have learned in trying to implement AI and its predecessors, machine learning, etc.
Okay, Saurabh, I think so. In fact, I have been hearing about AI since my college days, like 10 years back. So, but what are the key factors that are hindering more widespread adoption of AI? Like, why it is not, so normal like internet yet? And how can these barriers be overcome?
So, I mean, AI's growth is not all sunshine and rainbows. See, there are costs. And then there are trust issues. And then there are tango with ethics. I mean, so AI is a mysterious wizard. But at the same time, there are barriers. As I said, cost, trust, and ethics. So, where are the solutions? I mean, today, everybody is running to get some of the chips from NVIDIA. Why? Because they're in short supply and everybody wants to train their large learning models. Everybody wants to train their large learning models to AI. Every Google is running after them. Chinese are running after them. There's a short supply. The cost is soaring. Now, again, trust and ethics we also discussed. So the solution lies in cloud solutions. Solution lies in demystifying AI's working. Embedding ethics at a very core. So transform AI from a mysterious black box to a very transparent glass house is how and when the problems will solve. And we have to break these barriers, to be honest.
Wow, I really liked your, correlation between the two and the solutions which you suggested. The transparency of AI is what we need at this moment. And I think so, a lot of startups, different companies, organizations, everyone is working very fast on this. And maybe soon we'll see that which you talked about. So on my last question, Saurabh, AI is changing very fast and there are so many developments day in, day in, out. Yesterday only, I think so, Google launched their SGE in India. So what do you suggest to our listeners? How can they learn about AI on daily basis and start leveraging AI?
See, if AI beckons you, start with a very focused vision. I mean, for those itching, and I am one of them, to jump onto the AI bandwagon, buckle up, stay curious, keep the ethical compass handy, and remember, every algorithm has its day. So prioritize learning, always weigh the ethical scale. AI is very potent. It's a very potent technology. Wield it with wisdom and responsibility. Again, I repeat, stay curious. A lot is coming our way. We need to just absorb all of it and then train ourselves to train AI to help mankind and make our own, all our lives better.
Interesting. And I think so, curiosity is the one thing which led me to this podcast. And if you guys are interested in the, AI, you can listen to the podcast channel where all the upcoming episodes will also be around AI with different industry leaders. So thanks a lot, Saurabh. It was an interesting conversation. I really enjoyed and learned quite a lot new things and new perspective about AI from you. So thanks a lot for taking out time today.
Thank you, Pooja. It was fantastic talking to all of you. And I hope the listeners enjoy listening and get a sense of where AI is headed and enjoy the journey with AI.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot.